This is program number LW2633. You know, it's one of the easiest things to do, I guess. It's amazing how you can do it and not even know you did it. I'm talking about this business of telling a lie. Hi, this is Larry West. I heard of a mother one time tell one of her children, "Don't tell a lie. If you tell a lie, a great big green monster with long fingers and a yellow eye will get you. So don't tell a lie." That's cutting your nose off to spite your face, isn't it? This business of lying, though, is amazing. It was Hitler himself who said, if you tell a big enough lie and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed. And, you know, I guess it will be believed even by the fellow who tells it. It was another man once who said, the punishment of the liar is that he eventually believes his own lies. Well, that may be one punishment, but really, it's not the only one. I just read in the newspaper where a lady named Mary has been miserable for quite some time because of a lie. Here's her story. The article says, after 45 years of marriage, Mary can finally stop hiding the truth from her husband. 3 weeks before her 45th wedding anniversary, she received a special gift, a wedding ring, one that had been lost for 38 of those 45 years. Albert, her husband, never knew it was missing. Can you believe that? It really happened. The story was supplied to the newspaper by a man who bought the house from Albert and Mary, who also was the one who found the wedding ring. The article says he was finishing a weekend's worth of gardening when he stepped on the diamond ring that Mary had lost in that same spot 38 years before. After talking to a neighbor, he figured out who owned the ring and contacted her that night. Albert had given his wife the gold ring when they were first married. It was a channel ring to which a new small diamond could be added each year of matrimony. 7 years and seven small gems later, Mary, who said she hates gardening, was digging weeds in her garden and flipped her wedding ring into a pocket. When she finished, the ring was nowhere to be found. She said she never had the heart to tell her husband. Her tactics included carefully distracting her husband from thinking about diamonds and rings when their anniversary approached. Each year, when he occasionally noticed that she was not wearing the ring, he would ask where it was, and she, well, she would lie about it. She'd make up an excuse. It was upstairs in her purse or in a pocket. She looked for it for 5 years before giving up, but she never told her husband. In fact, she told him the opposite. She lived a lie. And how did it make her feel? Well, these are her words. I had 38 miserable years trying to cover things up. The title of the article is Mary Receives Special Gift. What do you suppose the special gift was? The ring? Or was it really Mary's relief from living a lie? You know, I guess there are all kinds of ways we can live a lie, trying to live beyond our income, buying and charging and constantly in debt, only to be accepted by maybe a certain group. Isn't that living a lie? And it gets old after a while. You can get tired of living a lie, especially when the lie is more serious than just being in debt. A wife who is unfaithful to her husband, whether she did it once or is having an affair, that's living a lie. And living a lie gets old, gets tiring. It can beat you down. It can whip you. It can kill you. Oh, you may be walking and talking and eating and breathing, but if you've been living a lie long enough, you're a zombie, a living dead man, living a lie. It may hurt to tell the truth, but let me tell you something. Telling a lie hurts a whole lot more. It's time you face it. Face up to it and tell the truth. It's a lot better to live the truth than it is to live a lie. And let me tell you something else. You might be surprised how good forgiveness tastes. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called How Would You Like to Be Problem Free? How's that for a title? How Would You Like to Be Problem Free? It's yours for the asking. I'd sure like to send it to you. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.